Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August the 12th. Report day today. In the news this morning, overnight EBOD prices were December corn down a penny and a quarter, 5.58. September wheat up 2¾ cents at 7.29¾, and November beans down 4¼ cents at 13.35¾. Export sales this morning: wheat was lousy, 2.93. Corn was a solid number, 378 old, 602 new, for a total of 980. The beans were a very strong number, 100,000 old crop and 1.1 million metric tons of new crop, bringing the total there to 1.2. Of that total, 643,000 metric tons was to unknown, 326 to China, 79 to Taiwan. The unknown figure could be partly Taiwan, it could be partly China, it could even be Vietnam out here. Excuse me, it's hard to know, but still a strong number any way you count it. And we would expect to see these numbers increase as we get towards harvest out here. But today is going to be about the reports. I think the key numbers to watch are the yields. The average guess is 171.1 on the corn, 50.3 on the beans. And then the carryout numbers are looking for 1.265 billion bushels on the carryout on corn. If that gets closer to 1.1, it's going to be friendly. The beans are looking at 151. If that gets under 130, that would be friendly. But I think the market overall is going to temper these reports with the amount of rains. Remember, these reports are as of August 1st, and we've had an awful lot of rain, and the country looks to be in pretty good shape, you know, with the exception of maybe North Dakota and the far northwest. But as far as corn goes, some people are now calling for Illinois to have record yields, which wouldn't surprise me all that much. But there'll be big volatility around the report. As I've been saying, I think if they gap open higher and have a really bullish knee-jerk reaction to the report, the pros are going to try to sell beans 30-40 higher, corn 20-30 higher. If we're 30 or 40 lower in the beans, I think the Chinese will try to step up and buy something. 20, 25 lower in corn, I think the Chinese will try to buy more. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag in here. We just have to see what the numbers are, how the market takes it. But I think overall, these markets will have a tendency after today to move lower, as I believe yields are getting bigger around the country. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.